April 1860. Echo Canyon, Utah Territory, USA. She smelled blood. Its metallic tang assailed her senses before it was overshadowed by the stench of death. Stepping back to scan the sheer wall of the bluff rising before her, her breath caught in her throat and a sob escaped. Finally, she'd found him. A scuffed black boot and fur coat showed through the snow, his body wedged into the bottom of a crevice 3 feet above her head. She looked up to the top of the cliff, from which she must have fallen, but saw no one. Finding handholds where there were none, Alexandra Lekarsky scrambled up the wall as her heart constricted in her chest. She tugged her father's cold, stiff body free and down onto level ground, giving thanks he'd been out of reach of the wolves whose tracks abounded in the snow where she now stood. Her world blurred as she dropped to her knees and cradled his lifeless head in her lap, rocking him. Ceaseless tears flowed down her doeskin tunic. With a numbing pain in her mind, she ran shaking hands over him, seeking answers. What could have made an experienced trapper like Kishtov Lekarsky fall off a bluff and succumb to a death more suited to a greenhorn? This couldn't really be happening. Just 7 days ago, he'd kissed her goodbye with glowing eyes.
Keep the fire going in the smokehouse this time, will you, Alex?
Of course, Papa. I promise. Be back soon. I'll miss you.
I'll return before you've missed me. Then we'll go sell last winter's furs at the trading post.
We'll never go to town together again. Alexandra sat back on her heels and gripped her swimming head in her hands, fingers pulling her hair until it hurt, then whimpered and returned her attention to her papa. She shrank from what was left of his eyes and was glad he'd been in the narrow gap, too small for large predators. Beetles had been there, or some rodent, maybe even a hawk. The scent of decay was a sharp contrast to the clean bite of fresh snow. Trying not to breathe through her nose, she swallowed hard, stomach rolling. Alexandra's hands froze as hard-crusted blood met her fingertips. Her heart stopped altogether at the sight of the inch-long, bloodied cut in his buckskin jerkin, repeating into his chest wall. She turned him over. A laceration of the same size exited the soft leather covering his back. Papa hadn't simply fallen off the bluff. Nothing but a sword made such a wound. Alexandra's ears began to ring, her world narrowing to a small gap as she fought the rising panic. It couldn't be. Vladimir couldn't have found us. Not over 2 decades, 2 continents and the Atlantic Ocean. The ground swayed as she hunched over her father's still form. Squeezing her eyes shut to stop the motion, she recalled the words Papa had endlessly repeated, so she would always remember. Have I missed the agent? She was all big eyes and trembling mouth, wisps of unruly curls escaping her long braid. A crumpled bonnet hung by its ties down her back. She bolted past him into Scotty's embrace and clung to the trading post's proprietor like she'd never let go.
Hey, lass, dinna fash.
The big Scotsman chuckled, giving her a fatherly hug, then held her at arm's length.
He's out back harnessing his horse. But what's the matter, Anian, my darling?
She mutely shook her head and stepped away a few paces, eyes wild, breast rapidly rising and falling.
Why the tears, my Anian bon?
He reached out a hand to wipe them from her dusty cheek, then looked behind her and frowned.
Where's your da?
At that, the color drained from her face, and she grew white as death. Both men reached for her as she slumped towards the floor.
I've got her, Scotty.
Javier lifted the unconscious girl and considered her pale visage as the older man threw a buffalo robe over the countertop. He lay her down on the thick pelt and placed his fingers over the rapid and thready pulse at her throat. His brows narrowed.
Does she normally faint? Wouldn't have thought it possible. She's usually a tough little hellion.